Ottawa, 70% of Canadians are in favor of dollar-for-dollar retaliatory tariffs on the United States, a new poll suggests. Nearly half of respondents to the Leger poll, 45%, said they were strongly in favor of such tariffs, while 25% said they were somewhat in favor. U.S. President Donald Trump has pledged to impose steep tariffs on imports from Canada and other countries. He has announced plans to implement a number of different tariff measures and signed executive orders to impose 25% tariffs on all steel and aluminum imports starting March 12. Earlier this month, he paused his stated plan to hit Canada and Mexico with 25% across-the-board duties, with a lower 10% levy on Canadian energy. Trump also has repeatedly pushed the idea that Canada should become a U.S. state and in January threatened to use economic force to annex Canada. Leger reports 81% of respondents said they were worried that Trump would use economic means, including tariffs and trade sanctions, in an attempt to force Canada into a much closer and more formal union with the United States. The poll was conducted between February 14 and February 17 and surveyed 1,500 Canadians. Because it was conducted online, it can't be assigned a margin of error. Sébastien Dallaire, Leger's executive vice president for Eastern Canada, said the strong support for retaliatory tariffs shows Canadians are angry. It speaks to the level of anger on the part of Canadians, that they are willing for the government to take actions that in the end will hurt our pocketbook, he said, noting retaliatory tariffs might increase prices or make some products less available to consumers. Most poll respondents said they had cut their purchases of American products, with 63% saying they were buying less in stores and 62% saying they were buying less online. Just over half, 52%, said they were buying less through Amazon. Half said they had cut down on fast food purchases from American chains and 43% said they were buying less from U.S.-based retail chain stores. Almost one-third, 30%, of respondents who had a trip planned to the United States said they had canceled it. But only 19% of those who subscribe to U.S. streaming services reported canceling a subscription. More than two-thirds, 68%, said they had increased their purchases of Canadian products. Dallaire said there are large proportions of Canadians who are willing to put money where their mouth is. They're not happy and they're finding alternative ways to spend their money, trying to support more local products, move away from American products or brands, he said. And so it's a pretty significant movement. The polling industry's professional body, the Canadian Research Insights Council, says online surveys cannot be assigned a margin of error because they do not randomly sample the population. This report by the Canadian Press was first published February 21, 2024. Anya Caradelia, The Canadian Press.